Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, your prosperity gurus, Christine Marie and Julie.
Phone call now? Should we take it on the air? No.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
No snow on the ground.
Yay!
Saturday, snow everywhere. And Monday, already gone.
I know. I mean, yay!
Monday.
It's going to be 55 degrees today.
I'm going to.
I'm going to tell you, you and I, girlfriend, need to have this little fun today. We do.
We need some fun. We need maybe a little bit of a road trip.
Yeah.
I really want us to go away for like 2 days or 3 days.
Why are two?
It's kind of like a spa thing. I mean, we just really need it.
We do need it. And we also need it could even be a productive 2 days away. But just
I
focus.
Know. That would be us, though.
I know.
Productive.
Productive in the sense of like a facial, doing our nails, going for long walks together. Yeah, we're not too close.
No, we're not too close.
Oh, that's hysterical.
OMG.
I know.
So how was your weekend, girlfriend?
My weekend was okay.
Good.
And I just want to say, I do know we have a hand up, but we're going to get to you in just a few minutes. We're just going to do
hand up.
Yep, 786, and we'll get to you in a little bit in a few minutes. Anyway, my weekend was, I'm going to be really honest, because this morning I woke up and I decided to choose peace and joy today. But there were moments this weekend that my body was riddled with stress.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been working on this, not focusing on my stress, I mean trying to focus on peace,
mm-hmm.
but my little thoughts have gotten in the way. And today I'm really going like, hey, you know what? I am going to just really choose. You know, last week my thought was, well, how would it be if I chose every interaction I had was sacred? You know, it was just part of, you know, the bigger plan.
Right.
This week it's all about, for me, joy without stress.
Right.
You know, I'm going to be like fluid in my life. Like water.
Did you by any chance, I told you last night that Joel Osteen was on?
I watched him last night.
I adore that guy. I mean, you know, listen, I'm not a fan of, you know, a lot of those guys, but because they kind of preach like guilt and, you know, punishment.
Damnation.
But he is just fabulous. He's
right
up there. And did you see the amount of people in
stadium? Holy cow.
He's like a rock star. But this beautiful, you know, just bloom where you're planted.
Yes.
You know, and I mean, it really, you know, we preach trust falling, don't
mm-hmm.
we?
Yeah.
I shouldn't say preach, but, you know, we really encourage that trust falling. And we really encourage this taking your hands off the wheel. And that's exactly what he talked about, you know. And he said, you are where you are for a reason,
right?
You know, and I don't know. I wasn't feeling good yesterday. I had like chills, and I kind of had some body aches. I just kind of stayed in bed and took a nap, and and then you know, I watched that, and I just felt better going to sleep last night. I just felt like There's just it was real sweet, just a lot of hope. And you're right. You know, we you know, Abraham just says all you have to do is relax and breathe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, here's the whole point. I when I heard that, you know, when I heard him say, "Bloom where you're planted," I love the idea of. I mean, we talk about this. You know, there's nothing more important than that you feel good, regardless of outside circumstances.
And that's what he was talking about.
That's exactly what he was talking about. And here's the tricky part. He said he was giving an example of being with his father or working with his father.
I know. I almost cried when he said that one.
Yeah, and he, you know, his father didn't want to expand. It was, you know, the twilight of his life, you know.
He was 75.
Yeah, and he
said, I don't want to go into the studio for 2 hours a week or
whatever.
Yeah,
I just want to do my, I want to go into my church.
Yeah.
And, you know, he said, I sat quietly because I really wanted to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he goes, I meditated. He didn't call it meditated. I think he said prayer, you know, prayer.
Probably.
Yeah, you know, and he, you know, and I realized that I was just meant to, you know, I would shine where I was at.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, after his father had passed, he stayed there with his father a couple more
years.
Later,
yeah.
You know, and after his father had passed, he realized that this was all in preparation for what he could do now, and that he wouldn't be doing this if he would have left.
Right.
And so, I mean, that's the tricky part.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you mm-hmm. you make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, also the tricky part is surrendering, in some sense, your ego, your
yeah.
will, to what is, you know, what we don't necessarily know, but
right.
the faith that it is the divine's will.
Right. Exactly.
In your life. You know?
Exactly.
But also, too, you know, where is that line in the Bible? It's like all things that happen for good to those that love God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
it's sort of like how we feel, you know, like out of this situation, only good and great will come.
Mm.
It's like just there's that underlying basic foundation that your life is good no matter where
yeah.
you're at, no matter how, you know, how you write your circumstances.
Yeah.
You know, how you tell your circumstances that your life has real basic goodness there, you know. And that's like, to me, that's real courage talk. That's real hero walk, you know. And I was just so pleased as punch to, you know, to see that stadium,
yeah.
literally.
Oh, I felt good, didn't it?
Yeah.
It felt really good.
I know.
But I really enjoyed his talk. I mean, it's at 11 o'clock at night, it was,
mm-hmm.
or 11:30,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I'm listening to him feeling like, oh, I can go to bed like this, you know.
Yeah, I can go to bed with
I had,
mom,
I mean, a couple hours before, you know, I've shared with everybody, with the audience, that I have had in the past, you know, just little bouts of anxiety here and there.
You have like... anxiety attacks.
I have anxiety attacks, and
they're kind of new to you.
They are new to me.
Like just this last year.
Yeah, has it been just a year, or has
I don't
it been
know.
A couple? I think it's been a couple.
A couple.
Years.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And here's the thing: I've always been able to deal with, not deal, move beyond it.
Mm-hmm.
But they still happen,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I had an episode last night, and you know, I'm like, okay, you know, I talked myself through. I go, this is just shedding the old skin, you know, what can I do to take care of myself to feel better,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I go, okay, I'm going to go for a walk right now because I just have this pumping adrenaline through my body,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and then I went for a walk and felt better and dealt with it, but it was so nice to hear it before I went to bed last
mm-hmm.
night because I just got into a different frame of mind,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And here you go, you're a different frame of mind, and I think that it's important that you keep reframing. I mean, it's not like you have them every day or even week. But, I mean, it's just that, you know, maybe every 3 or 4 months. I don't really know. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know how long they last for you, but you were in a restaurant this time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, how can you keep reframing those to where they're absolutely on your side? In other words, Stanislav Grof in the 80s would call that a spiritual emergency.
Yes.
He would have said, Julie, there is something definitely trying to emerge in you.
Right.
Something trying to birth in you. But you know, you're kind of pushing it away,
mm-hmm.
rather than absolute surrender.
Right.
You know, and you know, you'd have to figure that one out in some sense.
Yeah.
But you know, and in a lot of you know, definite quantum physicists and psychologists would say that as well, you know.
Well, and I believe that. I believe they're telling me something,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I also believe that, you know, I've had a desire that I have a healthy body and I have a healthy lifestyle, which I am. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I work out, I eat pretty darn good. And then yesterday I got in, I was listening to something and they are talking about different supplements, you know, to help the brain or whatever. And
oh,
I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, I don't take my vitamin D regularly.
Right, right.
I'm like, you know, I should.
Yeah.
You know, and the reason why I say that is because, like, literally in 3 days,
mm-hmm.
I had people around me, not directly towards
no.
me, just I was aware of people talking about vitamin D deficiencies.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually a study going on at NIU, which is not too far from us, Northern Illinois University, where they are doing a study on vitamin D deficiency
mm-hmm.
in Caucasian women. I'm
mm-hmm.
like, well, you know what? I can start taking my vitamin D regularly.
Exactly. And that's a pill that you wouldn't mind taking because
yeah,
it's very
needle.
Small. It's very small.
Exactly. Hey, girlfriend, do you want to take the phone call right now?
Sure.
Okay,
should we
good.
Say who we are real quick?
Yes. Go, please. I forgot.
While you're taking the phone call. Good morning, everyone. I'm Christine Marie, and I'm one half of Christine Marie and Julie. You can visit us at ChristineMarieandJulie.com, but I'm a certified law of attraction coach, a certified prosperity guide. I have my master's in counseling. I taught behavioral science, and I'm an intuitive. I'm going to come out of the closet, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And tell a little bit about you, girlfriend.
My name is Julie, and I was just reading the chat room because Janet was giving me some great advice about anxiety and also B12 deficiencies in
yes.
women. I'm like,
that's
yes.
exactly right.
Yes.
Thanks, Janet.
Thanks, Janet.
I was listening to on RWTTW, which is our public channel. And they were having this Dr. Daniel Amen, and he was saying that the B vitamins are also important. Jill, I wanted to tell you that as well.
Well, I, you know,
B's and D's.
Yes. I mean, and B12s are easy to take because they can do some lingual or those little chewable ones. They're
right.
delicious.
Right, right.
You know what it is? It's just saying I come first.
Right.
And because I come first, then I'm able to take care of other people as well.
It's that
yeah.
old thing in the, you know, when you're in, if there's a plane going down, you know,
yeah.
you're supposed to take the oxygen first so that you can help, you know,
right.
other people. So.
Well, and she also mentioned about, you know, have to do with some people with vibrations and empathic wiring. And
I agree with that
yes,
as well.
And, you know, you and I have been working on our light bodies.
Yes.
And all that is just, you know, it's like chakra. You're developing your chakra areas, that aura. But it's just a little bit of
different
energy.
Different frequency, a little
different
higher vibration.
Yes, higher vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times, like it's happening in a very loud,
mm-hmm.
seeming
see,
high
to me that makes perfect
you know,
sense. If you're in
yeah.
a crowded restaurant, it's noisy.
Yes.
And you, imagine all the vibrations that are running at that point.
Yeah.
And you are super sensitive because of working with the light body.
Right.
You know, it's just, to me that makes sense.
And my waiter just kept saying how tired he was and how he was making so many mistakes.
Oh no!
And
oh.
I heard him like tell a person behind me
no.
and in front of me. I'm like I don't
no.
know, you know. And so I sent him light. I sent him a healing bubble
mm-hmm.
without him knowing it. And it's so funny because after doing so, we ended up getting 12 free rolls. It was we went to
cool.
Oh yeah, we went.
They
we
are
went
so
to Texas
fabulous.
Roadhouse. Oh my gosh,
those are so spring farm rolls.
Oh,
OMG.
There we go. So I would have to say that my light body did work. I mean, he felt better, and I got rolls in exchange. I end up leaving, you know, like oh, too much stimulation. Okay, so I'm gonna go to our phone call
sure,
right now.
Sure.
That sounds great.
Sure.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. We're gonna go with 786 in a second. Hi, 786. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
How are you doing? I'm
great.
Fine.
Great. Who's this?
Oh, my name is Gabriel.
Hi. Did you have your hand
Gabriel.
Up for a question, or you just, or did you just want to hear, and your hand accidentally was up? Because sometimes that happens, that the hand on our computer screen is up, but you didn't want, you just wanted to listen. So, did you have a question or a comment, or just wanted to listen?
But I wanted to ask something about a relationship.
You wanted to ask them about a relationship. Okay, well, Mom, do you feel intuitive at the moment?
We can talk about it.
Yeah. And you know what, sir? I'm having a hard time hearing you. So tell me your name again.
My name is Gabriel. Can you hear me?
Gabriel. Great.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Gabriel. So tell me a little bit about the relationship right now, and what are you asking about?
Well, I mean, me and the person got into, like, an argument, and, like, I mean, she said she wanted some space and some time, and I don't know, I kind of like the person, but I don't really know what's going on with her, because when I try to talk to her, she gets mad, or she cries, or something, I don't know, she just won't respond to me.
She doesn't respond to you, okay. And this happened last night?
No.
Okay. So, can I ask you a
question? No, this happened a while ago. That's what I don't understand, because she said she wanted some space and some time. And I gave her some space and some time. But, I mean, I don't want to, like, start a date for someone who's maybe with someone else, or I don't know. Because, I mean, when I try to talk to her, all she does is cry. And I don't understand why.
Yeah. Well, and it may be that you don't have to understand why. That's not your job. It's just to be supportive and then let space and space heal in some sense. Gabriel, I have to tell you, you, for whatever reason, you're coming across very quiet, but I think I heard enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Quiet?
Yes,
you
you're,
quiet?
We're having a hard time hearing you. But that's
when you said
quiet, yeah, that was, I could hear that pretty good. Mom, do you have any
questions?
Okay,
so, I'm listening to you.
Okay, good. Okay. Mom, do you have any feelings, and were you able to hear?
Well, I do have some feelings about it. I mean, I think that he likes this woman, and but he
I
doesn't
love her.
Understand. You love her. But he doesn't understand her.
I've been with this person for 4 years.
4 years?
But I don't know. She's been acting strange to me lately. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you've been physically dating her for 4 years, right? Or you've just known her for 4 years?
No, me and her lived together for 4 years.
Oh, you've lived together for 4 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's a little different.
That's
isn't
a little
it?
Different. Like I said, I'm repeating things because for whatever reason, Gabriel,
you're coming across really low for us,
and not very clear in sound. So if I ask you to repeat something,
I'm on a cell phone.
Okay, you're on a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really have a landline. Nobody doesn't
okay.
really use them anymore.
Yeah. No. I understand. Nobody does. I mean, we do. Very few people have landlines anymore, and it's.
When I was growing up, everybody had a landline.
I know. Isn't that funny how time changes? And it's the one thing I would think never would have disappeared. You know, everybody should have a phone line. You know?
Yeah.
No.
The cell phone, I guess the cell phones took over now.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Let me talk to you a little bit, Gabriel. My feeling is that, you know, I want to say I just appreciate the fact that you care, that you don't understand, and I feel that it's more about her as opposed to the both of you. I mean, I think that I wish I would say to you, is there something going on in her life with her nuclear family, or is there? It just seems that, or did she recently? Did she lose someone? It just feels like she's going through something very personal and something on the coming, you know, through it on the other side of it, you know, something very transformative. Are there children involved?
No, there was almost.
Okay.
But she had something happened with her. Something is wrong with her. Like, I think something is wrong with her room. And she, like, something like she has a crooked room or something. So I guess if she has kids, she like would have to be like on bed rest for like 3 months. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing about this older.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she lost two kids already, though.
Yeah.
Like that. But I don't know, but I think one of her aunts, I think one of her aunts passed away not too long ago.
Mm-hmm. So let's look at this. I mean, she's dealing with you know, some loss. She's dealing with this children aspect. There's a lot of things, you know, that it's. I don't know. It has to do with your relationship, but it's her personal. What's coming up for her personally. So I like what Julie said to you, Gabriel, in the beginning, that if you can, not worry about the hows and the whys, but be very supportive, you know, supportive without taking it personally in some sense. You know? I don't feel like there's someone else. I don't get that at all. But again, I just feel that if it's almost like the way she deals with it and in the way she was, you know, raised is to kind of like pull away, put kind of a cocoon around herself. And the fact that she cries all the time, you know, that's real information for you.
I try to be supportive. I try to call her, hey, how you doing? Are you all right? She said, I guess she got like three deaths. I'm not going to lie. She had like about three deaths in the family in the last like 6 months.
Sure.
Yeah, that's pretty substantial.
That's substantial, yeah.
For even the strongest soul, that's pretty substantial, you know. One can shake you, you know.
I mean, like she gives me a cold shoulder, and then like it's been a long time since me and her even went out. She still tells me, "Oh, she wants space and time." Sometimes I think like, yo, maybe there's else in her life right now, or what? Because I want to try to get back together with her, but I mean, when I try to talk to her, it's like she's always crying. So it's like don't even try to push that issue. Just try to like talk to her, but then. I talk to her, she's still mad. Like, she's just mad, like, mad. She's mad at me.
She's mad at you?
Well, I mean, have you asked her?
About?
About why you feel like you, have you said
she
you
told me that the reason why she acts the way she tells me she doesn't know. She says that she's mad at me, and I don't know. She just, every time I talk to her, oh, I'm mad at you. I'm not ready to talk to you like that because, I mean, I don't want me to go down the same road like
right.
we did before and this and that. And I don't want to, she said, I don't want to, like, tell you something and then it's like I'm leading you on. But in my heart, I'm really still mad about a situation or, like, that's what she told me. So,
okay.
I mean,
does that make sense to you?
Yeah, does that make sense to you? Do you know what she's talking about then?
I know. Okay, this is what happened. Me and her got in an argument because of her family.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody came to my house. We lived together. Somebody came to my house and took something on more than one occasion. I got mad at her on the last occasion. And I said, look, if Mimi is trying to make a life, like, you can't make your family come in because they're going to mess things up. And your family come in and then they take my things. And then she got mad at me and started to argue with me and tell me that it wasn't her family and she know in fact it was. And then she came back later and apologized. But she's still acting distant because I guess they don't like me because I told them, look, I don't really want you, the whoever comes to my house and took, I don't really want anybody back at my house. Unless I know who the person is, because then all the things is going to go missing again, and it's not once or twice, it's three times. So I kind of got mad at her, thinking that, you know, I mean, now I see that I was wrong. I shouldn't have got mad at her the way I did, but, I mean, I think the way she came at me, like, okay, me and you have been together for 4 years, it's like you're telling me that it doesn't matter. that someone came to the house and took something.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, that was the issue. And I don't think I was really wrong for that, but she looks at it in a different eye.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Gabriel, I'm going to say something really quick. If that's it, if that is just it, then there is something else going on. She may be using that as the excuse to be angry with you,
mm-hmm.
but I think that plus you said she had 3 deaths in her family in the last 6 months. There's a lot of loss going on, and she may not even know yet what's really making her angry. And the easiest way is just to be angry at you. Now, here's the thing. I want you to be happier and protective. So while Mom's kind of kind of with your energy a little bit, Mom, would you mind if I just did a little process with him?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
I've got some ideas too, but you go ahead too, girlfriend.
Okay. Gabriel, here's what if you were a client of mine, I'm intuitive, but I'm not like intuitive as my mom is intuitive, you know. If you were a client of mine, I would ask you, you know, here you are being shown contrast with your life. I mean, you want a relationship that you've been living together for 4 years. You love her. In your voice, I don't feel there's this part that says, I'm leaving because I can't do this anymore. In your voice, you're like, I need to know how to fix this.
Yes, I'm trying to fix it, but
yes.
I don't have any help.
Yes, and I'm going to say to you, this is when you have to trust fall, because we can't fix anybody else. We can only have our energy right, our vibrations right, and be right for ourselves. And what I mean by that is, you know, I may need you to get just a tiny, you know, allow yourself the next 60 days, you know, 30
yes.
days, I'm not too sure, next 60 days to let whatever she says, you know, you're going to be true to yourself and also be true to her, that you're going to be supportive and loving and kind, and
okay.
also know that whatever happens in the next 60 days with her is not about you, you know.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is this. You know, I want you to, in your mind, you know, or even before you go to bed, you can ask yourself, how did today, did she express love towards me? Was she kind to me? Did she say a kind word? You know, did she make me dinner? I want you to start picking out the small ways that she shows to you that she's kind to you and that she loves you. You guys have been living together for 4 years.
I don't really see her that often anymore.
Okay, so did she move out?
Yes, me and her moved out, and that's what I was saying. She moved out. She lives by her sister, and, like,
okay. It's
like, that's what she told me. She wanted some space and some time, so she moved out.
I missed that part, because I kept hearing the space and time, but I'm like, how could you get space and time if you're living together? Okay, well, that makes
sense. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
How long has it been?
Uh-huh.
How long has she moved out?
About a year, she moved out about a year. Me and her went out like twice after that, and I don't know if she said that. She keeps, like, every time I talk to her, she talks about, like, her family. I guess her family told her not to talk to me anymore.
Okay.
And I guess she's listening to them. Because she tells
right.
me off, she says to me, oh, I'm confused sometimes. Everybody's in my ear. Sometimes you're in my ear, sometimes my family's in my ear. I just want everybody to leave me alone. So I guess that she's being confused that her family said something to her and maybe she doesn't want to like to hurt their feelings or whatever, but
right.
I guess she didn't want to hurt mine either, but I guess they said blood is thicker than water then, right?
Hey, Gabriel, when's the last time you saw her?
Physically I see her on Valentine's Day.
Did you guys go out for Valentine's Day?
No, I tried to talk to her. I gave her some roses and things, and I was like, well, I mean, we had our difference, but that was a little while ago, and I mean, like, I would like to go out with you, like, you know, you can, like, have a nice time and things. Like, I mean, we don't have to be together or like that, or we can just go out and be, like, just talk and whatnot. And she said, oh, she's not ready for that. So I'm like, damn, it's been, like, almost a year. When will you be ready? Like,
yeah.
That's what I have to say.
That's the question. You know, it's so interesting, Gabriel, because in your vibration, she's, like, she's so close to you.
I know.
Like,
wasn't
right
that shocking?
There.
It was so shocking.
It was shocking to know that she's been out of your life for the most part. I mean, she moved out a year ago. That was shocking to me because she's so, I bet your thoughts are consumed by her at probably 30 to 40% of the time, maybe more than that. I mean,
I think about her a lot. I do think about her a lot, but I don't think she has those same feelings anymore. I don't know.
That could be, that could definitely be. So,
hey, can I say something to you, Gabriel? And this is the mom, and I'm not really using my intuition. I'm just using, you know, girl power. And I can tell you that, you know, she's pretty much moved on. And I think that it would only be like an act of God or something that, you know, that would make her come back. And, you know, who knows why? It could be your family. It could be a number of things. But I think the most important thing is that while you're healing from this, and that you need to really take care of yourself and start bringing to you, magnetizing to you another love that is wonderful, that you know, that adores you, that appreciates you.
I mean, I've been out with, like, women. I mean, there's women that like me a lot, but I don't want to hurt anybody by being with somebody, and I don't really have, and I'm still kind of like, I feel like this person, you know? So
yeah,
I don't really want to hurt
healing.
Someone else and bring someone else into something just because of sex or whatever, you know? I'm not that kind of person.
Right.
So, I mean, I've been around other people, like women, but I don't feel a connection.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't really have any feelings for them.
Yeah. And it's hard when we've been with somebody for so long because we compare everybody else to that, except that we forget all the bad stuff in some sense. I mean, or the stuff that the reason why we broke up and all that stuff.
Well, also, too, that, you know, that there's in the law of attraction, there's like one cardinal rule, and is that, you know, you can't make somebody do what they don't want to do. You know,
there's a
lot of different things that you can magnetize, but this really feels, as the story unfolds, I mean, it really feels like she's following her own path. You know, she's doing what she wants to do, and I mean, you're suffering for that. You're longing for her. You love her, and I don't know how, you know, I don't know at this point. It doesn't, now that I know that she's been gone a year and you tell me about the strong family influence and all of that stuff, I mean, those are real you know, numbers in the equation. They're important, you know. I just think that it feels like if you would let go a little bit, you know, because you're grasping emotionally, energetically, you're grasping toward her. If you could let go, and I'm not saying you don't have to date or anything, but I would think that there would be some feedback there for you. You know, if you let go energetically a little bit, does she come forward? Does she still stay back? I mean, I think you can play with this a little bit more to get more information for yourself.
Right.
Because you don't sound like a person that wants to have someone love you against their will. You know,
I can't do that.
Yeah, and also, you know what, Gabriel, you deserve to have someone love you for who you are. You know, you deserve to have, something a little bit more that takes care of you. We all do, you know. And
I know, when I sit down and I think sometimes I think like it was my fault because, I mean, I did say some things that was like, you know, like I mean, it was like bad, and like, I mean, I was hurt because I felt like she was just, okay, forget you, and it's about my family, and
right.
I mean, I try to understand where she was coming from, because I mean, I love my family to death, like,
mm-hmm.
I would do anything for them. I take care of my mom right now. Because,
I know that you feel like you might have done something to cause this, but you didn't. I mean, I say that in the sense of this. You, I don't know what you've done, you know, but we're all adults here, you know. And I know if someone that I was staying with or loved said something that I thought was cruel, I would work through it and find out if that was, you know, off the cuff, mean, accidental, you know, or whatever. I mean, if you did, if that's not a habit for you, if it was a one-time deal, you know.
Yeah, I don't get mad at people. I don't really argue with
people. Yeah, I don't foresee that. I don't foresee that you're a verbally abusive guy. You know, yeah, you
see, I'm a Virgo,
yeah,
and I like.
You're not a verbally abusive guy. You're a Virgo.
I mean, I like things in order. I like my things. I don't like when people touch my things. If I put something down, I mean, I really want to come see my things there, you know? Like, that's just my, that's just how I program. I don't know.
Hey, Mama,
yeah, and
we have
also
another call, too, by the way.
Also, that would be, that would be very, if I was living with you and I knew that that was part of your personality, Virgo or otherwise, I would understand and respect that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get like so mad and walk out on you. See?
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been married a long time, you know, long, long time. And
I know, but you're probably older, so I mean, I know relationships back then is totally different than now. My dad and my mom is still married even though they're not together, but they're still married. My mom doesn't have anybody.
That's not my parents.
What do you say?
He says his parents aren't together, but they're still married. No, but I'm going to say this, Gabriel. Here's what I got for you, okay?
Uh-huh.
You need to distract yourself and take your mind off of this and have a different goal. We talk about having three big dreams, and the reason why is when you've done all you can do on one area, you need to take your focus off and let God, your higher source, the universe, whatever, move some things in your life for you. And to do that, to release resistance and to take your mind off the situation, because all you're doing is you're keeping yourself back in the past. You know,
okay.
I mean, a year has gone by, Gabriel. I want to know right now what other things are turning you on, not women. What other thing in your life?
No, well, I'm a musician. You know, I go on tours. And
awesome.
I'm a musician. I sing and I also write songs. And it's like, I mean, but the only thing is that the situation, that is what bothers me, is that I can't focus on those things right now. It's like
and
I'm hurt.
Because,
I feel hurt.
Yes. Because of her, you said?
Yeah, I feel kind of hurt because, I mean, I did so much things for this person, and then it's like, okay, I tried to talk to the person. I'm trying to talk to you, but here you are. You make it seem like I'm a stranger in the street, like as if you don't know me.
Wow.
Like, that's the way I feel.
Yeah.
You know, so it kind of bothers me because I'm not a wicked person. I don't like to feel that way. Like, okay, it's just I'm trying to speak to you, and then you're saying, okay, look, like you're not saying it with your mouth, but like the way you're acting is like leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it makes me feel bad because I did so much things for you. It's like you don't even look at any of that and say, okay, well, let me at least be at least kind or whatever. Let me at least be sociable or whatever. But she just didn't even talk to me.
So Gabriel,
once in a while.
Let's cut to the chase here. Let's cut to the chase, okay? Because we can't, you and I and everybody in the world can't do anything about her right now. But let's just. I'm going to ask you. I want you to search your soul, and I want you to find the very next best feeling that you could feel for yourself today. I'm not saying I want you to feel ecstasy or bliss, but what's one higher up feeling that you can feel today that you can try and reach for? So let's say you're a little obsessed with her, or you're confused. What's the next better feeling that you can reach for?
What's the next better feeling?
You bet.
Yes.
You bet.
What's the
Then I know one thing that comes, what came out of the whole situation with that situation and me feeling the way I feel. I mean, I was real close to, like, God. And, like, I kind of took myself away from, like, that because I stopped reading my Bible for like, maybe, like, 2 years. I stopped reading my Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I just, like, and I find myself getting back there now because I get up in the morning, I read my Bible every morning.
Mm-hmm.
I feel myself, like, being, I don't know, like, the only good I think come out of it is that I sense things now. Like, I can feel, like certain vibes. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I do.
Well, especially since you're an artist, you're a musician, I'm sure that you've tapped into that creative flow, that creative source. And that's probably why you feel pain as well. But I want you to know that you can be just as creative coming from a lighter place, a more fuller place, too, you know. I just think that it's almost like I feel like God's saying, you know, I give you permission to be happier again.
Give
you permission to just find your own creative tap into your creative juices again and get it flowing, you know.
Yes.
And just for today, you know, just for today.
Okay. I mean, I just don't
Oh, I don't want to hear that.
No. I listen to everything and I try things, and you know, I mean everything that you're telling me, that I mean, I know within myself, I tell myself the same thing sometimes.
Yeah.
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 Well,
yeah,
hey,
I tell myself the same.
Well, listen, we could talk about this for forever because it's like it's really juicy, but you know, but mostly it really is, you know, about you being just turning on that creative flow and being happier with yourself. And you know, I trust your feelings. I feel like, okay, you're not ready to put this to bed. You're not done. And so, but that's fine. But here's the thing. Divide it up into 50% and 50%. Just, you know, if you're going to obsess about her 50% of the time, then, you know, do something to counteract that 50% of the time. Enjoy yourself because, you know, it's a lot of pressure on one person. That's a lot of, you know, pining and longing and loneliness, and you know, you're not that way. You're meant to find your joy, and you're not in joy right now.
Yeah, no, I thought I did, but I guess I was wrong. Mm.
You're getting there, though. You're gonna get there, Gabriel.
Huh?
You're going to get there. You're going to find joy.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted it to be with that person.
Yeah.
Because,
also,
I mean, that person, I mean, I never felt that way around another woman like her. And then the funniest thing is, too, she has the same name as my mom. And she has the same birthday.
You know, don't you love that, though, when all the signs seem like you're going to be happy forever? And then the universe goes, what I gave you, you had her for 4 years, and you experienced love, and you experienced, you know, you experienced such great.
I know that we've got to hang out, but,
yeah.
but Jill, Gabriel, please cut yourself some slack.
Yeah.
You know, you're punishing yourself way too much for this.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. Yeah. Whatever you did, he who is without sin cast the first stone, you know. Whatever you did, it's not the deal.
It's
know?
Not the deal. Yeah.
It's not the deal. So be kind to yourself, really.
Yeah. And everyone, 561, if you call tomorrow, we'll get you on. And we had another phone caller on. And I just want to say he can call tomorrow or she can call tomorrow. But, hey, Gabriel, have a great day, will you?
Okay.
Okay.
Our show's over. That's why.
Bye, Gabriel.
I'd love to find out too, like what Janet was thinking in the chat room and people like that.
Yes.
Okay, everyone.
Okay. Okay. And hey, Janet, I'm glad you had a fun time on Thursday. See you She loved it. She went. She had our magnetizing course. Yay!
Oh, yay!
All right, everyone. Have a great
Thank
night.
You.
Bye-bye.